Hey guys, good morning. Nick the Baker, your host, and you are listening to the Prayer Chair. And the Prayer Chair is an amazing podcast. I was doing it on Podbean trying to test it out, but I am doing a series called The Left Wing Christians, and I'm going to start off at part one. Turn with me to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22. And, I'd like to read about what Jesus says about loving your neighbors. It says in verse 34, it says, hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with questions. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the laws and the prophets hang on these two commandments. And I love how Jesus says this. Loving your neighbors as yourself. Does these left-wing Christians love their neighbors? Do they love people? Truly love them? I don't think so. Do they truly love children? No. They don't love children. They want to see them aborted. That's why I'm against them. They want to see abortion happen. They're going to these Planned Parenthood clinics. And they pray in these clinics. Who are they praying to? They're not praying to Jesus. They're praying to their God, Baal. Because Baal is Satan himself. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Yesterday, I was reading out of the book of Judges and how God is going to judge this land. He's going to judge the left-wing Christians as well. Let's go to the book of Judges. I'd like to read about what Gideon did to take out the altar of Baal. Let's go to that scripture. going to read the fifth chapter. Nope, the sixth chapter. I want to read how Gideon has destroyed the altar of Baal. I think it's chapter 6 or chapter 5. It's chapter 6. I'm not going to read the whole chapter because I want you to get a feel of it. And it says right here, verse 26, actually, let's go to 24. It says, so Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, "The Lord is Peace." To this day, it stands on Ophrah of the Ephraim. Ephraim's rights. That same night, the Lord said to him, "Take the second bull from your father's herd, the one 7 years old. Tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Then build a proper kind of altar to the Lord your God on the top of the of this height, using the wood of the Asherah pole that you cut down. Offer the second bull as a burnt offering." So Gideon took 10 of his servants and did as the Lord told him. But because he was so afraid of his family, but the townspeople, He did it at night rather than in the daytime. In the morning, when the people of the town got up, there was Baal's altar demolished with the Asherah pole beside it cut down and his second bull sacrificed on the newly built altar. They asked each other, "Who did this?" When they carefully investigated, they were told, "Gideon, son of Joash, did it." The people of the town demanded to Joash, "Bring out your son. He must die because he has broken down Baal's altar and cut down the Asherah's pole beside it." I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. Because I'm not going to ruin it to you. I want you to read it for yourselves. The left-wing church says that Gideon ran for his life. No, he did not run for his life. Elijah was the only one who did. See the difference between Gideon and Elijah? Gideon was brave enough to stand up to these people and to love them and to tell them that Baal is a false god. There are things that is going on right now that is going on behind the scenes, behind closed doors of these left-wing churches. There are aborting babies. They are offering up to Baal. That's what they're doing. They are offering babies. Murdered babies. To the altar of Baal. We have to put an end to it. Brothers and sisters, if you're listening to this podcast this morning, understand this. Understand how annoyed I get when it comes to these people. The problem is we don't pray enough. We have to pray. Gideon prayed. Gideon didn't even take off for his life, saying, "Oh my God, these people are going to kill me." No. No, he didn't even think that. "Oh, these people are upset with me. They want to kill me for tearing down Baal's altar." Nope. He just stayed calm and he prayed. He prayed. He didn't cry out to God. He prayed. There was some fear in him, but he didn't let fear get to him like Elijah did. I want to read to you the book of Jude. And what Jude says. And it is important to understand the purpose and to understand what Jude is trying to tell us. Jude is before Revelation. And I'm going to read the whole chapter. These pastors are called clouds without water. And there is a reason why they are called clouds without water. Because they don't make it rain. They do not make God's Spirit rain upon these people that come to their church. And Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, he is also another half-brother, or well, actually, there are two Jameses. There is James the disciple, and there is James the half-brother of Christ. Two of those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ. Mercies, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people. For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slept in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of your God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. I'm going to stop there for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me carefully. If you are listening to TBN this morning, turn it off. Turn it off this morning. And listen to me carefully. This is important to understand the truth of people that are brainwashing you. These guys are brainwashing you. They're not telling you the truth. If you're listening to Joyce Myers, because she comes on while it's time, 9:23. If Joyce Myers is on, turn her off. Turn her off right now. You don't need her. You need Jesus. Do not listen to the television. Turn off the television right now. And start spending time in your prayer chair this morning with Jesus. Not Joyce Meyer, not Kenneth Copeland, not Joel Osteen, but Jesus himself. Turn them off right now. Let's go to verse 5. It says, though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe, and the angels who did not keep their position of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling. These he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. Like what I said, do not listen to Joel Osteen. Do not listen to Joyce Meyer. Do not listen to anybody. Because those that, there are left-offs. Those left-wing Christians are not telling you the truth. They're saying it's okay to have abortion. It's okay to be transgender. It's okay to be prideful. What is prideful? What is prideful about that? You know what Paul says about being prideful. Here we go. Let's go to the book of Romans this morning. Romans chapter 1. And I'm going to read to you it says, furthermore, just as they did not think they worthwhile it to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind to that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy. They're full of murder. They're full of strife. They're full of deceit. And they are full of malice. They are gossips, slanders, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fatherly, no love, no mercy. Although they have no God, God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death. They do not continue to do these very thing, but also approved of those who practice them. I'm going to close with this, ladies and gentlemen. One thought that God has put in my heart this week. I'm on fire right now, filled with the Holy Spirit. What is these left-wing Christians doing? They are being prideful. They're not leading people to Christ. They're leading people astray. That's what they're doing. They're leading people astray. Come to Christ right now. If you truly love children, come to Christ right now. And partner up with Fawcett Valley. Donate to us. Do not give to those left-wing Christians. Those left-wing Christians will give your money away. They're not going to give them to the orphans. They're not going to give them to the widows. They're going to spend it on themselves for their cars, their planes, their fancy shoes, their suits, their jewelry. I've been saying this a lot. I do not believe in tithes and offerings. If you put an offering basket in front of me, I will not give you my money. I refuse to put it in the offering basket. I refuse, definitely refuse to. I do not my girlfriend's church because I want to respect her. But other churches, I refuse to put my money in that offering basket. Completely, flat out refuse. If you put a donation box in front of me, I will. If you put a basket in front of me, I will not. Will not. I'm going to say it again. I will not put my money in that basket. Will not. You pass them along to the pews, to other people. Do not hand it to me because I'm going to hand it to somebody else. Or I'm going to take it and fling it across the church. Knock out the pastor. Boom! Whoop! Whoopsie! Nice slingshot there, buddy. Yep, I do not put the basket in front of me because I would fling it like a frisbee across the church. Do not give it to me. Do not put it in front of me. Do not ask me or force me to put money in the basket. I do not follow your rituals. There's a difference between my church and yours. My church don't take offerings. My ministry never has been taking offerings. We don't pass the hat or the basket around. I don't know where my money's going. If it's in a donation box, I know where my money's going. It's going overseas to the orphanage. That's where it's going. Not to some left-wing church that passes a basket around every Sunday morning. That's what I love about Dave. Dave is so passionate. Dave does not take offerings. Dave and I have the same beliefs. Dave and I don't believe. We don't believe in tithes and offerings. We never do. We never did. We don't tithe. We don't offer. We never did take offerings. But donations. If you want to donate to us, feel free to. Our address is P.O. Box 3113. And the abbreviation is TSFCC for Trey Street Family Christian Center. TSFCC, that's our abbreviation. It is important to see what these left-offs are doing. These clowns. These clowns are giving their money to Planned Parenthood. Where's the money going to? Oh, our tax dollars are going to the church, so that the church could pay for birth control. Our tax dollars are going to the church to pay for a young lady to murder her baby. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. My tax dollars. My money is going to the church just to watch a child suffer. Yeah, that's where my money's going. Going to the church. Not going to the family. Not going to the family you need. But it's going to their pockets. Oh, yeah. I don't care about the orphans. Oh, you're an orphan? I'm sorry. This is my money. This is my money. My money's not going to you. Oh, you hungry? Yep. Nope. This is my bread. They're selfish. These guys are selfish. They are. Oh, you just lost your house in the fire? Oh, I'm sorry. Not going to give you no clothes, no food, no water, nothing. Just let you suffer. Dave and I would not allow these kids to suffer. That's the purpose of Fawcett Valley, is to take care of the kids. All these churches going to do that. All these left-wing churches ever going to take care of the orphans and the widows. Give them food, give them water, give them clothes, give them shoes. No, they will not. No, they will not. But I pray someday that God would judge them. I'm not God. God told me that, let me be God, let me do the judging, not you. That's why I'm going to leave it up to God. Let's close in prayer. Our Father and God, I thank you this morning. I thank you for Dave. I thank you for everything he's been doing for these kids. And to reach out to these left-offs. And to tell them what they're doing is wrong. Why ignore these children in need? Yeah, these churches are tired of Dave and I. They're tired of hearing the truth. They're tired of hearing our mouths. They're tired of it. Father, I just ask that you fill Dave up with your Holy Spirit and to use him to encourage these people who want to be foster parents to be a part of Foster Valley. To be part of your family. That's what I love about this man. He's so passionate about children. He loves children, Father. Just bless Dave this morning. And bless this ministry. Father, there are kids that are suffering. That just breaks my heart there, Father. They come into this place. They're broken. They want to know you, but they don't know how. Why? Because they go to your church that don't share the love of Jesus. They share the hate. They share the anger. They share everything that is of Satan. They don't share peace, love, joy, happiness. These churches don't share it. Just hatred, anger, violence, murder. That's what these churches are all about there, Father. That's what I have a problem with these left-off churches. These left-wing churches. They do not love people. They judge. They make fun of people. They mock them. They call them names. Especially with people with disabilities. That's why I love Dave so much, Father. That's why I love Dave, because he hears the cries of these children. He hears the cries of the disabled people. He knows what we're going through. He knows what these children are going through. I just ask that Dave would be filled with your holy presence. Just fill him up. Just use Dave to go all over Orange County, all over Pike County, all over Chester's County, to love children as he wants to. And he does. He loves them. Dave loves children. And I thank you for him. Thank you for the passion that you put in his heart. It's in his name. Amen.